big spark or big insignificant, and as light as a fly sitting on his nose, and he brushes away the fly. That is how lightly a fajr regards guna and sin. So sin is no ordinary matter. Sin has the capacity to destroy us. And dear brothers, we don't know which sin is going to destroy us. We don't know which spark can lead to a fire. Sometimes a big spark or a big particular fire can lead to a fire that destroys a house. Sometimes one small spark. One small spark sketch into a nylon fabric, and from there the entire house is destroyed. Therefore, it is made mention that Imam Baqir rahmatullah alayh, Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh, in one of the grandsons of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he advised his sons, one day told him this remarkable advice. Oh my son, Allah has kept his pleasure in good deeds. Don't regard any good deed as insignificant and minor. Maybe the good deed you are regarding as minor and insignificant, in that lies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And oh my son, Allah has kept his anger and his wrath in transgression and sin. Don't regard any sin as minor. Perhaps the sin you are regarding as minor might be the very sin that leads to Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. And oh my son, Allah has concealed his servants. Allah has concealed his walis. Allah has concealed his friends amongst people. Don't regard any person as insignificant. Perhaps the person you are regarding as insignificant is the one that Allah has befriended. So what wonderful advisors. So one of the aspects with regard to this is that we have to keep in mind that sin is no ordinary thing. It can lead to our spiritual destruction. Now, sin, when it leads to our destruction, what is the antidote for it? For everything, Allah has kept an antidote. You know, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib makes mention of this very beautiful incident. He says, I was in Cape Town. I was going into one of the gardens, most probably must have been Kirstenbosch. So he said, we were going there, we were looking at the beautiful flowers. And of course, there's a wide array of beautiful flowers in that garden. And wherever he went, there was this wide, beautiful array. And he said, I saw a beautiful flower. It was so attractive that instinctively I walked towards it to catch it. It was so beautiful. It looked so beautiful. The guide said, stop. That particular flower is poisonous. And this is the reality of sin. Outside it looks very, very beautiful. Outside it looks very glamorous. How glamorous it is, my, to think that I must be committing aliyadu billah immorality with a beautiful woman. Outside it looks very beautiful, but inside it has poison. So he said, I looked at this particular flower. I was about to catch it. The guy said, stop. In that days, it's poisonous. Then while explaining the poison of that flower, he said, next to this flower, normally you will find another flower. This is the kudrat and the system of Allah's nature. See, normally next to this flower, there's another flower. And that particular flower is an antidote to the poison that is contained in this flower. So in case sometimes you get this flower and it touches you, you take that other flower and you rub it, it heals the poisonous effect of this one flower. So everything, there's a poison and there's an antidote. There is something, there's a disease and the antidote. So sin is a disease, the antidote is tawbah. The antidote is to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Sin is a disease. The antidote is to ask Allah Ta'ala. And when a person does it sincerely, then what actually happens is, أَتَّعِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. A person who repents for his guna and sin is like one who does not commit any guna and sin. Allah wipes it away, brothers. As Al-Mu'athani Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, you know, compared to human being and Allah Ta'ala, he said, Awwal insan kisi ko maaf nahi karta. First, human being doesn't like to forgive anyone. Human being doesn't like to forgive. We know how difficult it is to ask for forgiveness for human being. You know, this is something they find it very, very difficult. And he said, if perchance, somehow or the other, he gets it in his mind or his heart to forgive, or someone influences him to forgive, to Mu'athani say, iska file banakar wo rakhta hai apne zehen mein. He keeps a memory of it He keeps a file of it in his memory. After many years, you know, one day he'll tell you, you know you did wrong, I forgave you. Subhanallah. What type of forgiveness it is that he reminds you about is forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, when he forgives, أَتَّعِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَا اللَّهَ ذَنْبَلَ. When Allah forgives, he doesn't even make mention of it. It is gone. نَسِيَّمْ مَنْسِيَّ. The person who repents for his guna and sin is like one who has not committed the sin from the very initial stage. Subhanallah.